So settling into the sitting meditation, relaxing into the posture, relaxing into the rhythm of the breath. As the breath comes in, as being present with that quality of knowing, quality of awareness, then nurturing that awareness, that mindfulness, as the breath goes out, similarly just staying with the knowing, one of the images that's in the early commentarial literature of how to hold awareness, hold mindfulness of our meditation object, of the sensation of the breath. It says holding it like one would hold a baby bird. You can't hold it too tightly or you'll hurt it, but you can't hold it too loosely or it'll fly away. And it's the staying with the knowing in a alert, relaxed part of that knowing, of course, also is, I mean, it's not completely passive. Being attentive to the applying that investigation, questioning of the that structure of the Four Noble Truths, just using our experience as a means, a vehicle for learning from that. Is this dukkha? Is this stressful in some way? How to know it? How to let go? How to cultivate. In the end, there isn't anything more we have to learn or study, really. We're just studying from our experience. And we have that opportunity with each in-breath, each out-breath. And nurturing that knowing. Some years ago, Ajahn Sumedho used to start each meditation with and each Dhamma talk, I think, with the phrase, the past is left behind, future is unknown, now is the knowing. It's just that now, that quality of being now, quality of knowing. So we can sit quietly for a period.